Well, I went through like phases. I remember like I wanted to do a band that did all Detroit songs, and so I think at that phase we learned a bunch of Stooges and MC5 songs, and other bands like the Frost, mainly the Grandy Ballroom bands, and then we really got into what was the beginning of punk rock, or not even that, at that point, but we were like getting into things like Nuggets, the Lenny K compilation with the 60s garage band, and also the Flamin' Groovies were really big with us. We were playing a lot of songs by them, but we always wanted to do our own songs as well. So I think we kind of were in the right place at the right time for the whole punk rock thing, and just the kind of punk rock, do it yourself kind of ethos, I guess. That whole thing happened right around 76, and we were really kind of forming at that time. Me and Dean were really close friends in high school, and we used to go to all these concerts, and we in like 73, I think we went to see the Dolls twice, and everyone thought we were fags, because we went to see the New York Dolls, and later those same people got really into the New York Dolls, a few years later. But and then the Ramones were kind of, people thought in our high school they were like really stupid, and that they couldn't play, and all the same stuff that you hear all the time about the Ramones, and the funny thing was that all these people would like be really into the Stooges and the MC5, but they wouldn't accept these other bands, like I guess New York bands, for lack of any other kind of description. But they definitely thought we were a little bit weird. But the whole band, like the people who became the Denizens, weren't really that much into that. I mean, Rob was really into Kiss. He was like, one of those Kiss Army guys, and he used to dress up as Paul Stanley, and I mean, it was like, so that was kind of his thing. And he was into people like Ted Nugent too, and like just kind of the gonzo guitar players, because he was kind of like that. And so the whole band wasn't into that, but that became what the band did. I mean, we definitely did Flamin' Groovies covers and MC5 and Stooges covers and Ramones covers, Dictators covers, all sorts of stuff like that. We were just, and it's just one thing. I mean, the stuff was really easy to learn too. So.